I mean, I've been here for almost 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, thinking about moving at this time in my life, I'm 65.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be 66 in July.
Mm-hmm.
Just packing up and moving really isn't an option for me.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the fact that I couldn't be silent to you know, hey, by the way, do you know there's pipeline? I mean, that's not ethical.
Right.
To tell a potential buyer, to not tell a potential buyer what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in the blast zone. We're in the evacuation zone.
Right.
There's 6/10 of a mile south down my street. The pipeline goes across.
Right.
A mile to the southwest, it crosses again.
Right.
And then as the bird flies,
yeah,
the compressor station is, what, a mile and a quarter away from me?
Yeah.
I think we'll probably be able to hear it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With
well,
the size of the equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about what happened
in
down
Worcester?
In Worcester.
Yeah.
Yes. They did a blowdown, and nobody was prepared for how big a noise it was.
Well, yeah, and I mean, if you want an example, if you get over to... What's the highway that goes from Wheeling across into Columbus? Is that 70?
70.
If you go halfway between Wheeling and Columbus, like Barnesville, just west of Barnesville, there's a huge, not as big as the one that's over in this one, but pretty big. It's a gathering line pipeline.
Yeah.
So it's not a transmission pipeline compressor. But there's one right there that you can see. That thing lights up the night sky at night if you're driving east. You can see it from Barnesville all the way up to it, and I forget what community it's in, but it's up on a hill, and it's got this huge cloud, not cloud, but this huge oval of flaring going on all night.
Glow?
Yeah, huge glow, and it's not even as big as what this is. It's not as big as the one in Worcester. It's small...
You can probably... If you can see it from Barnesville, you can probably see it from Bethesda and St. Clairsville.
You can see it from... Yeah, St. Clairsville. I don't know if you could see it from there, but definitely Bethesda, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael's from Columbus.
Yeah, my parents are from that area.
Oh, okay.
My dad. Yeah, from that area. Yeah, and I lived in Columbus up until, like I said, 2013.
Yeah, and I mean... I've been struck by, you know, how FERC as well as our state legislators are just don't spend enough time. They spend too much time in D.C. and Columbus and not enough time meeting people like you or people like Kathy or Georgia or any of these people.
Yeah, I have congestive heart failure and breathing problems. So I mean, it's
right.
You know,
right.
It's almost like I'm condemned here.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm going to I'm really seriously thinking about dropping some money on an outdoor and indoor monitoring system, so
right.
we can at least know. I mean, he can't go outside when the particulate level is high.
Right.
And you know, I don't want to either. But
right.
I mean, we're used to some part. We've got farms around
us,
and the farmers go out and they plow and disc and whatnot, and that raises some dust and and so forth. And
but that's not toxic material.
Well, it's also separate from taking something out of Ohio, putting it on the international market, only for a private corporation to profit.
Right.
That's different than a farmer just doing his day to day get along.
Right. And I guess that's part that. Again, going back to, you know, it's a Canadian company, and they're just, everything's just being cleared away for them to do whatever it is they want.
Yeah.
I've talked to a few people who were not, it's like they've suddenly woke up. Oh, look at this. What are they doing? Why are they digging
this great big
path through the county?
And, so it's not in any way publicized or talked about before.
Right.
It wasn't, not through the local news media, not at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, but that gets back to the regulatory framework. It's like, there should be a degree of you know, megaphone, like, hey, guess what's happening?
Yeah.
We need to make sure you've all heard it at least 5 times before we consider it. It's like, seems to me, it's like, if you just put it in the Medina, whatever newspaper you guys have down here, then it's good. You're good. You've washed your hands of your responsibility. Yeah. And the woman who lives next to that compressor, who I just, Kathy introduced me to, she just moved here from Florida.
Yes.
You know them?
I don't know her, it's a horrible story. I've heard the story.
I mean, she moved here from Florida. The realtor didn't tell her. Like you said, the previous landowner didn't tell her. And why not? Because you know that if you tell them, they're never going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then she finds out 2 days later from the neighbor who Kathy knows, hey, do you know what's going to be moving in across the street? And now they try to get rid of their home. They can't get rid of their home. She's got 2 kids or 3 kids. It's like, how is this a...
Right.
Yeah.
And right next door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right next door to that property is the Medina County SPCA.
Oh, really?
And they were so happy to be able to move to this new building where they had more room and all of that. Yet directly across from them now, across the street, is the compressor.
Oh,
my God. All those little dogs and cats, every time the blowdown happens.
Well,
it's the same. There are farms out there where people have horses and cattle. And
I just met Louise Harvey. She's
oh, goodness, yes.
And
they don't know what they're going to do with their Arabians.
That. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's... He was talking about Jim Harvey, I think is his name. He was talking about the cost of boarding an individual animal per month times the number of animals.